Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go back to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Great show, as usual. Great callers. Hey, you know what? The poop keeps getting deeper, thicker, and stinkier. And I have to use poop because you can't swear on the radio. I cannot believe this. You know, this is not just Trump. Scotty Walker taught Trump how to pull this stuff. Because the same things that were done in Wisconsin that the people haven't quite grasped is being done, was being done by Trump. The same way he busted up our state, busted our elections board, got rid of the judges, got away with whatever he wanted to do, and it just kind of really hurt our state. But now it's even getting worse, and the criminality, just crime after crime after crime, and fraud and abuse and wasteful spending. And then that son of a gun, Gableman, can say, oh, it's because the people wouldn't respond to the subpoenas. That's why it costs so much in court costs. Boy, if you ever people really knew what was going on there, they'd be madder than you know what. And they'd demand to get Gableman out of there, and they'd start voting these people out. If they don't have enough money for their streets and roads and everything else, don't blame our governor. You blame those Republicans that are pulling all this crap. And they're not the good Republicans. I don't know where the heck they went. They just stand in line and salute. It's just sickening. And Matt, I got to say one more thing about the gun law. I felt that I was glad to hear you bring that up this morning because I was sickened. I thought, what the heck is this? We're supposed to be doing something to not only protect children, but to protect people in their churches, synagogues, at the grocery store, and we can't even get those military weapons off the street. So anyway.
Well, you know, Jean, I love your passion as always, and you really hit the nail on the head. In other words, this thing, this gun bill does not raise the age for AR-15s, much less get rid of them. An 18-year-old still can do it, but they're going to look for his juvenile record. Well, most juveniles don't have a record. They don't have a record, but they still can be very disturbed. They can still be mentally ill. They can still be angry. An 18-year-old guy is full of hormones and doesn't have any common sense whatsoever. And he's angry. You know, his girlfriend jilted him or turned him down for the prom, or he didn't get a job, or he didn't get into college, or whatever, whatever. And he's emotionally disturbed. Day after his 18th birthday, he can still buy one. He'll pass a background check because he may not have gotten in trouble as a juvenile. And even if he did, he can go to a gun show and buy one. There's no background checks under this thing. This thing is a fraud that the 10 Republicans threw out there to try to give talking points to Republicans. That's all it is. That's all it is. The proposal was get rid of assault rifles in civilian hands. And I don't think you even have to phrase it that way. Designate them as military weapons. They are military weapons. An assault rifle can do more damage, modern one, than a machine gun from the 1930s, which was banned and still is. And then Biden went, yeah, at least don't let people under 21 buy them. That doesn't do this. This thing is a scam. Thanks very much for calling in. Very, very much for calling in. And I'm Gableman, you're right. I mean, here's a guy burning through cash. We do have potholes all over this place, all over the place, all over the state. Guy burns through cash, 900 already. It's going to go well into the millions because there's all this pending litigation. All because he wants to hold secret depositions. And a guy from Kenosha County Ministry goes, okay, I'll even do that. He shows up and, you know, Quasimodo jumps out of a closet and says, I'm going to ask the questions. His lawyer goes, well, wait a minute. Are you a lawyer? Are you admitted in Wisconsin? Guy goes, no, but that doesn't matter. Well, yes, it actually does matter. And that's going to be litigated. Then Gableman goes over there and the judge holds him in contempt because they destroyed a lot of documents. And he tries to blame it on Zachary, his assistant. He reminds me of young Frankenstein. You know, here's my assistant. Why don't you go after him? Why are we paying money for this? What do you think Bill Proxmire would say? Where is the taxpayer watchdog? They think 900 grand or a million or more is chump change. That's what they think. Thanks for calling in. You know, I'll tell you what. You may think, many of you out there may go, well, okay, you know, there are some strange Republicans, but by and large, the Republican Party is pretty solid. You know something? I don't believe that anymore. There is a guy running for Congress named Carl Paladino. He's in Buffalo, New York, right outside of Buffalo. He was their governor candidate last time, didn't make it, 2010, two times ago. And now he's running for Congress, and he's their nominee. And he was always a very, very terrible guy when it came to anything racial. Really, very bad. Anyway, here's what he said in a speech. Quote, I'm not kidding. Carl Paladino, Republican candidate for Congress in the state of New York. Quote, Adolf Hitler is the kind of leader we need today. He aroused the crowd. He'd get up there screaming those epithets, and the crowd was just hypnotized by him. We need that today. Now, who says that? I mean, who says that? Adolf Hitler was a genocidal murderer and sadist. He killed many, many millions of people, Jewish people, everybody else that he got his hands on, Poland and Ukraine, 6 million Jewish people, set up concentration camps, would go into town looking for people that he didn't think were the master race, and then he would just kill them. He was an animal, a monster. And yet their congressional candidate in upstate New York said, quote, Adolf Hitler is the kind of leader we need today. He aroused the crowd. He'd get up there screaming these epithets, and the crowd was just hypnotized by him. We need that today. Now, you may say, okay, Matt, you're being unfair. Okay, he's no good. Oh, and he also made comments about Michelle Obama physically that are so disgusting that I'm not even going to repeat them on the radio. Okay, but he's just one Republican. Well, no. They have a woman named Elise Stefanik, who's the number three in the House leadership. They threw out Liz Cheney and put in Elise Stefanik from Northern New York. Always been a moderate. Now she's basically a Trump slave. She did not repudiate Carl Paladino, even though she's the highest ranking Republican in her state. And she invited him to meet with Donald Trump at a fundraiser, and they had a picture taken together. And she said of him, quote, Carl Paladino is a job creator, and he is an outsider for the people of New York. He is an outsider and a tireless fighter for the people of New York. Let me tell you something. I was never number three in the state, in the leadership of the Democrats, but I was the party chairman. If I had a candidate who said what Carl Paladino said and did what he did, I'd throw him out. I'd throw him out of the party. I'd convene the executive committee and say, get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. This isn't just Carl Paladino. This is Elise Stefanik, number three in the House leadership. She had originally been looked at as quasi-moderate. She's from upstate New York, the farthest part of New York. Paladino's running for Congress in a rural New York area, too. And what does she do? What does she do? She does nothing. She's still supporting him. What does Kevin McCarthy do? He doesn't answer questions. You've got to denounce this. If you are a party with any integrity whatsoever, you have got to denounce this. That is a party that is creeping slowly to fascism. This is a very, very dangerous thing. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. You're on the lines. Don't hang up. Get back to you right after the break.